Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are not going to find bigger Falcons fans than Rick Hamlin and John Michaels. And we're going to talk Falcons here in just a second. But a little EDM right here. Because apparently EDM is rocking and rolling with our Vision Computer Twitter poll at RickandJohn929. Because, look, Southerners, all y'all, I love y'all. Okay, with the beautiful Southern twang and the whole thing. I'm trying to help you out with a little Allman Brothers, a little Lynyrd Skynyrd, some Southern rock for our music tomorrow. But it's not working out, is it, John?
EDM at 38% right now.
With a bullet.
This is fake breaking news.
Uh-oh. What's the fake breaking news?
That EDM has 38% of the votes right now.
No, that's the truth.
They're about to break into their coverage on ESPN about it.
Yeah, Southern rock has gained some, 28%.
Here we go.
Hair metal 24% and Jock Jams getting 10%. Who the hell's voting for Jock Jams?
Jock Jams is just there right now.
Now
who let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out? That's a Jock Jam, right?
That's one of the most annoying songs in the history of songs.
It really is.
It's so annoying.
It's a terrible, terrible, terrible song.
If EDM wins, is it akin to a 15 beating a 2?
It might be 16 beating a 1.
That much?
Because it's never happened. We've never had EDM win our poll. I think it's a 16 beating a 1.
I don't want to hear this crap.
I got to be honest. Fourth quarter, 1.5 minutes left. Your team up by 3. After a 3, other team calls timeout, and they play this, and everybody's up jumping and beer spilling, and you're going to win a playoff game?
No,
I'm actually not mad at this song right here.
This song has run its course about 15 years ago for me.
Like The Wave?
Oh, yeah, The Wave. Now, The Wave actually has some nostalgia going right now. So, like, if somebody does The Wave, like if tonight at Phillips Arena, you guys can crank up The Wave.
The Unity Wave.
Yeah, the Unity Wave. We'll get up and do it. We'll
you will not.
Yeah, we'll.
I eschew The Wave.
I'll participate.
I'll be the only guy in my section sitting down. I'm done with The Wave.
I'm sorry, what's tonight called?
Unity.
And then why are you sitting down?
Well, I'm not going to be there. I love the Hawks. I love the whole Unity thing. You guys are going to have a blast. I got a little gig at NBA TV. I got to take care of
that. Why you got 3 commas?
Or 1?
No, you got more than 1.
Well, how many commas was in that?
Like 6.
And by the way, the whole, like, the I don't even want to go down there. The computation of how many different brackets you could have.
That would be 9 quintillion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like I said, I said infinite. I feel like that was the correct answer. Because there's no such thing as 9 quintillion. What the hell is a quintillion?
More money than I'd ever have. That's what it is.
A lot of commas.
Mm-hmm. Is that how much our federal government owes with the deficit?
I think
has
so.
It reached the quintillion?
Probably.
Range?
19 numbers.
Unbelievable.
19 numbers.
That's a big number.
That's how many downloads Bill Simmons has of his podcast.
Stop it, John! Oh, and next Preacher Man's going to come on. Hey, he's got a beach home in Malibu. That's way...
It's actually
right,
in Santa Barbara.
Since how you did it, I don't have to.
Man, I hate that guy.
Because that just makes you
mad. Man, I hate that
guy. All right, let's talk some Falcons here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We keep hearing about the salary cap number, and yesterday it was 8.5, and you signed a guard for 12.5 over a 3-year term, 4.5 per year for Brandon Fusco, however you say his last name. Rick, you bring up an interesting question. If the Falcons are broke, how do they keep this band together?
I don't understand how they had the money to sign Fusco if they're broke. You guys have been telling me Vaughn McClure with the tweet, we got about $8.5 million in salary cap space and we still got to sign our rookies. And I'm like, okay, we're on the sideline and that's just it. And then I get to work this morning. I worked NBA TV late last night, so catching up on some NFL news. And I'm like, oh, here we go. Falcons may sign OG Brandon Fusco. Mm-hmm. Brandon Cisco. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm trying to be funny and failing miserably, but I'm like, and then I'm like, okay, we got a guard. And I'm like, wait, 3 years, 12 point something million, $12.8 million? What? I thought we were broke. And so, John, I'm worried. I'm worried that we are going to go down the path that the Seahawks have gone down. mm-hmm. where they had low-do guys, and they crescendoed early, won a championship, should have won two, mm-hmm. and then everybody had their hand out.
Right.
Pay me. I need my money. And you get it, right? Chancellor needs his money. Earl Thomas needs his money. Richard Sherman needs his money. Not mad at him. It's the business. And they're really, really good players. But you have seen that everybody with a handout has dilapidated the team.
Mm-hmm.
They've had to say goodbye to guys. And then it gets people up in their feelings, and it gets weird and all that jazz, dude. So I'm a little bit worried that if we're this broke, that we're going to kind of have to start chipping off assets to chip away from our competitiveness.
I'm going to do my best to make you feel better
Thank you.
About that
Help
idea.
Me out.
All right, so through 2018, you know the guys that are under contract. We've been talking about them for 3-4 months. On Spotrac.com, they do a great job with a multi-year breakdown. Like, go out to 2022, who's still under contract? Well, there's nobody that's under contract other than Devontae Freeman, I believe, all the way out to 2022. So here's what's going to happen as you start to move forward. So next year, Matt Schaub, $5 million comes off the books.
Bye-bye.
So there's $5 million right there. You have an out with Mohamed Sanu if you want to. Now, that doesn't mean they will take the out, but after this calendar year, you can get out from under Mohamed Sanu and only owe $2.8 million in dead money instead of paying him $7.5 to $8 million for the next 2 years.
If you take Anthony Miller as a slot guy, mm-hmm. then next year he would be your number two. Just saying.
So right there could be $13 million in cap space available.
And by the way, John, just super quick on the Schaub thing. I said bye-bye. I might as well say hello mm-hmm. because he's probably going to get another contract just like the one he just got. Chase Daniel, 2 years, $10 million to back up in Chicago. A.J. McCarron, 2 years, $10 million to eventually be the backup to whatever mm-hmm. rookie they sign. Apparently, that's the going rate for a decent backup QB in the league. And they love the continuity with Schaub. So Schaub may be re-signed on a similar deal next offseason.
He could be, but we'll see how that
plays out
because Matt Schaub's approaching retirement. You remember, you're also going to have a scenario with Jake Matthews that you're going to extend the contract, hopefully lower the number. So that might be another $4 or $5 million off the top of the cap. Andy LaVitre, I'm not sure because they don't have the numbers listed as far as how far out he goes. So there's where you're looking at just on the offensive side of the ball. You can save some cash there. Brooks Reed has already taken a pay cut. His last year under contract is 2019. You'd assume that with somebody like Brooks Reed, if they really want to get out from under it, they can. He's set to make in 2019 $7 million, only a $2.5 million dead money. You got a feeling that they'll move on from somebody like that. You also have potential with guys like Alford and Trufant coming down the road where you might make an extension or move some money around. So all of those moves right there will facilitate Keanu Neal getting more money, Devondre Campbell getting more money, Deion Jones getting more money. Are you really going to be up in arms if you lose, you know, Andy LaVitre, if you lose Mohamed Sanu and Matt Schaub? And I love Sanu. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to see Mo Sanu gone. But in a financial scenario where it could mean keeping some guys down the road, is that really going to break your heart?
No, that would not break my heart. Let me give you, John, let me give you some info on our, I mean, he is our prized free agent get. I don't believe we're going north of this. And by the way, most of the big boys are off the board anyway. First of all, John, it is Brandon Fusco.
Fusco.
It is
okay.
Not Fusco. It is Fusco.
Not like Fusco, like Fuchsia.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm on profootballreference.com right now. It's F-U-S-S, hyphen C-O. So mm-hmm. It's Fusco.
Okay.
And a sixth-round pick to Minnesota back in 2011 out of Slippery Rock. I do like this. They got a picture of him. He looks mean and nasty. He looks like a bouncer at a biker bar mm-hmm. with bad intentions. 6'4", 302 pounds. John, he has been a starter the last, 6 years with Minnesota in San Fran. He has started 80 of the 83 games that he has played. So we are getting a starting guard in the NFL, an mm-hmm. established
yep.
starting guard in the NFL, definitely an upgrade over Schweitzer. I was looking for something a little sexier, but I'm happy that we got a solid line. I'm hoping that Fusco is everything that we need him to be.
Let's be honest. The only two guys that really would have been sexy names at guard that I think all of us would be like, yeah, are Josh Sitton, who looks like he's going to get more money to go to Miami because that's the latest rumor, and Andrew Norwell, who at $13.3 million a year, there was no chance we were getting him. Any other guard, all the other guys we've talked about, we would have been like, all right, it's a guard. We hope that it works. as much football as you and I watch, how many times do you sit and break down the guards?
Last year, more than I ever have in my life because of the Schweitzer-Garland
thing. But those were guards on our team.
Correct.
How many times do you go out when you're watching the Niners, you go, how's Brandon Fusco doing?
Not one time.
Me neither.
But like, and even for our Falcons, John, like when Chester was there, okay, he's Chester. He's going to do his job. He's a vet, right? But I clocked right guard more than I ever have in my life. And, John, more than I ever want to again.
My entire preseason, and we do interviews and stuff from the field, I literally was charting plays. First down, run play. You know, Wes Schweitzer driven into the backfield. Second down, run play. Wes Schweitzer gets a win. Like, that was my chart throughout the entire preseason to see who was getting a leg up. And that's what we love to do. Point being, you're not watching other teams' guards unless they put the highlight that says, oh, watch Brandon Fusco annihilate this defensive lineman. It just doesn't happen.
To be honest, shout out to the Mike Mayocks and all those guys, because scouting right guard and having to like literally back up on the DVR to see the play, because you watch the play develop and you're watching Ryan and you're watching, you know, receiver routes and stuff.
Most of us are watching the ball.
And watching the ball, right? And then so, okay, now I'm going to back it up and I'm looking at how our right guard did. I got to be honest with you. It was like my job and I love my job, but that was like taking out the trash of our job. That was dirty and grimy, and hopefully Fusco just solidifies right guard so we can start watching the ball again.
And here's the thing. If he does, we went through this in the 10 o'clock hour, the offensive line is pretty set. Now, you might jockey a backup here or there, but it's pretty much going to be these are the horses we're going to ride the entire year. And if things go well, you go back to 2016 when the same five took every snap. That's when they had the most cohesiveness, the most continuity. If that happens, I'm good with it.
So Brandon Fusco is a Falcon. Let's take a call here from Brian, and then let's try to give away some cash. Hey, Brian, get on in here, man. It's the Midday Party with your boys Rick and John. We're just kind of pondering the question here. If the Falcons are seemingly broke, how do we keep this band together? And then, Brian, just give us your overall thoughts on free agency.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What up?
If you really wanted to keep the band together, you should have never signed that Devonta deal last year. He's concussion-prone. He's super self-absorbed on social media. I don't really think he believes in the brotherhood. And he needs 20-plus touches just to get going. That's too much romancing.
Hold on. I got to ask you, what do you see on social media that makes you think Devonta Freeman's self-absorbed?
I just don't see the brotherhood out there. Everybody else posts about the brotherhood. They're all with each other. Devonta Freeman's just sitting on top of a Rolls Royce.
Brian, thank you for the call. Appreciate you being a part of Rise Up Nation. I just don't have that perception at all. I follow Devonta. I don't see every one of his tweets. I don't share that opinion. I don't think he needs 20 touches in a game to get cooking. So, Brian, love you. I don't agree with a lot of that call.
I don't either. And I'm just scrolling through some of the tweets from Devonta Freeman. You know, it's a lot of stuff in the community. He retweeted something Taylor Gabriel had. Talking about Frank Gore. He's again, a Robert Alford tweet. Super Bowl 53, we're coming for that. Devonta Freeman, every time he's been in our studio, on our airways, I've had a chance to talk to him, he seems all about the team. He's all about the brotherhood. As far as the contract goes with Devonta Freeman, you had to get it done. He didn't have the concussions he did last year leading, and he had had one previous, but he had two last year, which obviously skews how we feel about Devonta, but they had to get the deal done. They weren't going to let Devonta Freeman walk. We talked about my idea would have been to pay him the franchise tag and then negotiate from there. The team doesn't operate that way. They like to take care of the guys that they want and keep them around.
Devonta Freeman is off to a Hall of Fame start to his career.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how long he plays. He's going to need to probably tack on 10 more years like he's had to make the – but he's on a trajectory. That is not crazy talk, ladies and gentlemen. Go back. Go look at the back of the football card for Devonta Freeman. It is
baller.
Very impressive through 4 years.
Mark Owens, you know what's more impressive? Getting $1,000.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
– take. T-A-K-E. Take. I'm going to need to take – some aspirin during this next break because my mouth is killing me again.
Trey Young is about to take Rhode Island's money in 5 minutes.
Yeah, Trey Young is about to take 35 shots today, but you got to text TAKE right now to 72881. Again, TAKE to 72881. It's your $1,000 national signing bonus contest. Word again, the code word is TAKE. Text TAKE right now to 72881.
Talking Falcons here on the home of the Falcons. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. You bring up an interesting thing about Mohamed Sanu. So, Mohamed, we love you.
Mm-hmm.
We are, right now, we're ride or die with you. But after last year, I'm looking at you with a jaundiced eye. A lot of drops. Way too many drops. Drops that led to interceptions. Drops that led to L's. So, giddy up. This is a big year for Mohamed Sanu, John. If you're telling me that the Falcons have a reasonable opt-out on his contract after this year.
They do.
And he comes back and has 8, 9, 10 drops again. And he didn't have that many last year. The league leader in drops officially was Marquise Lee of Jacksonville with 8. Julio had 7. I think Sanu was 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm.
But if he comes back and has another 5 or 6 drop year, he will not be back in 2019. Dan Quinn told us, if it was as simple curing the drops, let me say that again, curing the drops. If it was as simple as one guy, we would have removed that guy. So it was obviously a widespread contagious thing last year, which sucked and kept us from fulfilling our dreams. But if Sanu comes back and has another droppy season, the Falcons are going to drop him.
Yeah, it's what's going to happen. Again, you're not going to pay. Remember when he signed the deal and everybody goes, oh, my goodness, look at all this money for a second wide receiver. And then you look and you go, this is the guarantees and here's your out. So your out was after 3 years. So after this year, you have an out with Mohamed Sanu if you don't want to pay him that kind of money. Productivity is going to have to go up.
I mean, I like Mohamed Sanu a
lot.
Me
too.
I want it to work out. But like I said, there we just did the coaches on the hot seat in the Big Ten. He is a receiver on the hot seat in the NFL, okay, of all the NFL. Julio's not on a hot seat. He is with me, but he's going nowhere, right? Julio's our guy, but he's definitely on a hot seat for me. But Mohamed Sanu, get your game right, bro. This is a big, big year for you.
Yeah, it's a huge year. I think he needs to go 70 catches, 700 yards, and lower the drops to like one or two.
Yeah, it's got to be – I need even four or five. Like, okay, you can drop three balls all year. I'll give you three drops. I'd rather it be two.
Mm-hmm.
But once you start getting into a handful of drops, you know it, John, the impact games. And by the way, the official drop number isn't the actual drop number.
Right.
For people like John and I and many of you listening who watch every play of every game, there were more drops last year than the officially reported, I think, 30.
That there was. NFL Bounce coming up next. We have another name getting released just recently. And where is Ndamukong Suh meeting? I don't like this story at all. Coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
The Game.
John Michaels, you're wrong. Oh, that funny little joke about Trae Young shooting 35 shots. Well, John, they're at the first first TV timeout here, 15:53 to go. Rhode Island leading 9-8 over Oklahoma. But Trae Young has taken one shot. It was a three, and he splashed it.
So far. There's a lot of game left. Let Rhode Island get up by 10. He's going to start jacking from half court.
Your boys, Rhode Island.
The Rams. Jim Herrick, by the way, I was right. 1998, they go to the Elite Eight. Any idea who they lost to in the Elite Eight that year? They beat Kansas they were a 9 or an 8 seed. They beat Kansas in the round of 32, who was a 1 seed.
I'm going to say Minnesota.
They lost to Stanford, 79-77, to stop them from going to the Final Four.
Was that Todd Lichty?
Sure.
Is that Mark Madsen?
Might have been Mark Madsen.
That might have been Mark Madsen.
Yeah.
Spazzing out on the sidelines.
Do you know who was on that Kansas team that they beat? 1998.
Oh, God. Was that Rafe LaFrance, Paul Pierce, and that whole gang?
Yep.
What a team. That team should have won it all, John.
They lost in the round of 32 to Rhode Island.
Roy Williams, right?
Yep.
And that's one of the reasons. Look, Roy Williams has, what, 3 or 4 championships now?
Give or take.
Something like that. But he was kind of choky as a coach before he got to Chapel Hill.
That was one of the biggest choke jobs ever. I was at the Big 12 championship game that year at Kemper Arena. They played Oklahoma with Eduardo Nájera.
I loved Eduardo Nájera.
Yeah, Kansas smoked them. And I said,
the Kansas team was a juggernaut.
Yeah, Paul Pierce and Rafe, two top 10 picks. Rafe LaFrance shouldn't have been picked as high. Paul Pierce shouldn't have been picked as low.
Good point. They had another big time player, I want to say, on that team.
They had a guard.
I think I'm forgetting a guy on that team. Anyway.
Long story short, let's move on to the NFL Bounce. You see the latest news that just happened out of South Florida? Dolphins not done making moves. One of the Pouncey brothers is free.
Interesting.
They decided to release, I believe it's Mike Pouncey is the Pouncey that's down there.
I get him. It's Maurice and Mike, right?
Marquise.
Marquise and Mike. He's in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Marquise is in Pittsburgh. Mike Pouncey just released by the Dolphins. So another really good offensive lineman, although oft-injured offensive lineman has been set free. They yesterday decided to restructure their contract with Ryan Tannehill. Have fun with that.
I mean – in terms of Tannehill, I read that and I like it. Sorry, dude, you're overpaid, man. You're not that good. You're coming off an ACL. Take a friggin' pay cut. Lavitre, there's nothing wrong with it, okay?
Nope.
Tyrann Mathieu did not want to take a pay cut, and that's why the Cardinals released him. Lavitre, okay with taking a pay cut. Otherwise, he would have been released. Brooks Reed would have been released if he didn't take a pay cut.
Mm-hmm.
It's the business of the NFL. And so I think it's a good look for Ryan Tannehill. I really do. He's trying to help his team out, and it tells me he's over himself, John. Like, if you're not over yourself and you're full of yourself, then you're not taking a pay cut. And then your team is going to whack you.
Yeah, and he decided to do so. They basically penned him a check for $16.7 million into a signing bonus, creating $11 million in cap space. So the Dolphins, if nothing else, they're ridding themselves of the culture that they had with Pouncey and Landry and guys like that, and they're doing what they can to create some cap space.
All right, super quick. The tournament's going on right now, and John and I went down this little wormhole or whatever you call it on the 98 Kansas Jayhawks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Pierce, LaFrench, check and check. Remember Billy Thomas?
Yeah.
He got a little sniff in the NBA. Kenny Gregory. I know that. You remember that name.
Mm-hmm.
My boy and our boy, Eric Chenoweth.
Okay.
One of my best friends in the world. 7'2", center out there in California. He's my boy. I love him. Nick Bradford.
Nick Bradford.
That name, right?
Yeah, that was I actually met Nick when I was out there for the Big 12 championship game. My roommate in college.
Lester Earl, too. That's another good name from that team.
Yeah, my roommate in college, his dad was a Big 12 ref. So he got us front row seats for that Big 12 tournament.
Nice.
And we got to meet Paul Pierce and Rafe and Nick Bradford.
So you met Paul Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
Is he not one of the nicest guys in athletics
nice.
That you have met?
Yeah, so was Rafe. Rafe was super nice.
I've not met Rafe. He seems like a good dude. I love Paul Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love Paul Pierce. I'm a fan of his game. I'm friendly with him. I just love Paul Pierce. He is an amazing guy.
In person, super nice. When he played for the Celtics, I didn't really care for him.
Hey, he was trying to win, man.
Yeah, I was a Heatle. So.
I don't think any player has sorry for all the random basketball takes. We'll get back to football here in a minute. I don't think anybody has taken on the mano-a-mano LeBron James challenge as well as Paul Pierce
has. Was Jock Vaughn on that team, or was that after
he was
Jock
not.
Vaughn? That was the year after
Jock
Vaughn.
That's the guy I thought was on that team, the third guy. But no, Jock Vaughn was not on that team.
Boy, he was really good in college. He was not really good in the NBA.
Correct, sir.
I remember people tried to compare him to Allen Iverson in college, and I said, Slow your roll. Like, he's playing at Kansas. Allen Iverson's at Georgetown. AI is way better. All right, I want to get to the Ndamukong Suh of it all. I mentioned I don't like the report we just saw flash across the TV screen. Ndamukong Suh, who was cut by the Dolphins, is apparently going to meet with, ding, 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 the New Orleans Saints.
I don't know why you don't like this.
Because when he decides to play, he's still a bad mamma jamma.
Yeah, but there's going to be games, stretches of games where he turns the switch off, and it's going to hurt the Saints. And they're going to probably overpay to get him. Go ahead, get Ndamukong Suh. His best days are behind him.
Mm-hmm.
He's a play when he wants to play, take his ball and go home when he doesn't want to play. I'm not a fan. And cheap shot artists and all that kind of stuff, forget about all that. I'm just talking about the production on the field. I mean, how long has it been since the production on the field matched the paycheck for Ndamukong Suh?
Since he was in Detroit.
Several years?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, dude.
They said when he's turned on, when he's one of those guys that flips the switch, Ndamukong Suh can still go. And you have a feeling that if it was somebody like New Orleans, they're going to say, all right, when we play the Falcons, we need everything you've got. And that's going to be mean and nasty Ndamukong Suh, and I don't need to see him curb-stomping Matt Ryan.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you there. I can't disagree with you there. But, you know, Ndamukong. You mentioned Barkevious Mingo earlier in this offseason.
I did.
He has found a home, John.
Where's he going?
Seahawks.
Man.
2 years, $6.8 million.
Really?
Yep.
That's a lot of money for Barkevious.
Oh, you think? I thought that was actually kind of a reasonable contract.
That's a little bit much. You're talking almost $4 million a year. What's it, $3.4 million per year for Barkevious Mingo? Maybe it'll work in Seattle. Because you know what they're going to tell him? Go get the QB. Just rush.
Some other news here in our NFL bounce. The Patriots have said goodbye to Deion Lewis. He's going to the Preacher Man's Titans. And they say, welcome back to Rex Burkhead.
Mm-hmm.
3-year deal. And is he the prototypical Patriot back or what? He does a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
He's not great. He's solid.
And
Perfect New England back.
He's a guy that they can give the ball to like once every three games, and he's happy. So now it's going to be James White, Rex Burkhead, and...
They still have Gillislee.
Oh, yeah, Mike Gillislee. I forgot about him.
Don't hold me to that. I read that they were going to give him another shot. That could have been a beat writer speculating. I don't know, but I think Gillislee will still be a part of the plan. We've talked a little bit in the offseason about Trevor Siemian.
Yep.
There was a report tying him to our Falcons as a backup. I told you that I would not flip any asset whatsoever for Trevor Siemian. John disagreed. He said he would give up a seventh for Siemian. Well, the Vikings, butt stupid about this.
How much they give up for Trevor Siemian?
Stupid. They got, so Minnesota got Siemian and a seventh, and they gave up a fifth.
What?
Yep. I'm not giving up a fifth for Siemian, a seventh-round pick,
for a backup quarterback. Yep. You just signed Kirk Cousins to an $84 million deal. If they would have given a seventh for Trevor Siemian
Correct.
To be the backup, done.
I don't have a problem with it either. I wouldn't flip an asset for him, but I'm not outraged by it. But they gave up a fifth?
No thanks.
Give me a break. So that's a bad move for the Vikings. I think the Kirk Cousins move is a bad move for the Vikings. And I'm not even talking about necessarily the money or the guaranteed money. The going rate. He hit the market at a perfect time. You're going to strike while the iron's hot. Got a lot of teams that needed a quarterback, and it drove up the price.
Sure.
All of that you totally get. But I think that Kirk Cousins has the Romo gene. He is going to stare down the gun barrel in a big game and fail.
Yep.
I promise you. And so again, I don't care. I'm not a Vikings fan anymore. But I think Case Keenum showed you enough where you got to ride it out with him. And by the way, Case Keenum is about $10 million per year cheaper.
Oh, yeah. And for the guys that are tweeting and texting us, the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line 404-741-0929. Kirk Heinrich was on the Drew Gooden teams in 2003
yes.
that lost to Jerry McNamara and Syracuse.
Great call. By the way, I saw Drew Gooden the other day. I'm going to try to reach out and get him on.
Okay.
I asked him about his Jayhawks. I go, yo, he's such a nice guy, by the way. Oh, my
really?
God. Drew Gooden is
on the
such
court,
a cool
like
guy.
A complete jackwagon
yeah,
on the
had,
court.
Yeah, he had an edge to it. But, I mean, he is the nicest guy. Like if he sees you, he doesn't walk over to shake your hand. He kind of gives like that slow trot. Like he's just a really
kinda
good
like
guy.
Kind of like you and Sean do in the
yeah,
morning.
Exactly. But I'm like, so Drew, how about your Jayhawks this year? He goes, they're overrated, man. So
really?
Yeah.
I do not have them going to the Final Four.
Me either, man.
Or winning a championship.
I don't trust them dudes.
I don't either. Bill Self, yeah.
I just don't like the collection of talent they have. I love Devontae Graham, but what else they got?
This is when Kansas typically does their best, though. When they have the Drew Gooden, Kirk Heinrich, yeah, they get there and they go, you know.
I will say this. I talked to Bill Self at the Hall of Fame when he went into the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Rick, you know, you're not going to see a lot of pros on my team.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got a lot of solid players that know their role. Ding, ding, ding. Like John said, a lot of times that is the team that goes on a long tournament run.
Well, we talked about Cleveland this offseason, all the stuff positive that the Browns have done. Unfortunately for them, their best offensive lineman, calling it a career. Not really a surprise. Joe Thomas got hurt at the end of last year, ended that super long stretch of playing every play while he decides to call it a career. First ballot Hall of Famer.
Dude.
Baller.
10 Pro Bowls in 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get him to the Hall of Fame. One of the great left tackles in NFL history. There's no question about it. One of the greatest players in Browns history.
Right.
And I think the Browns made a offensive line move anticipating this retirement from Joe Thomas. I got to be honest with you. I don't really delve into the minutia of offensive lineman signings. I just don't. It doesn't. Like, the Bengals signed a left guard. I
sure.
don't care. Okay,
yeah, we care about our team and our team only.
And like, you know, the Nate Solder deal, right? Going to the Giants from the Patriots for $62 million. You know, that's a big deal. You talk about that. Andrew Norwell going to Jacksonville on a bait. You talk about that. But, look, nobody in Denver or Minneapolis or Chicago is talking about our Falcons signing Brandon Fusco. Not one person.
No. So the offensive line, for those keeping score at home for the Cleveland Browns right now, Roderick Johnson and Spencer Drago. Not Spencer Drago. No relation to Ivan Drago from the Rocky movies. Joel Bitonio, J.C. Treader, Kevin Zeitler, who's pretty good, and Sean Coleman. There's your offensive line. I'm telling you now, with the fourth pick of the draft, Quentin Nelson. I'm calling it Saquon Barkley, Quentin Nelson for the Cleveland Browns.
You're so wrong about the Barkley going first. By the way, timeout, ball out of bounds off Rhode Island. It's Oklahoma ball. Trey Young has taken one shot in 8 minutes.
And that's why they're losing. They better start He better start jacking just whoop, 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 whoop. Preacher man, he's going to be jacking back there with From the Bible. What do we got coming up next?
Things you should not do when you forget to turn off your computer.
Uh-oh. Porn. That's next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now tuned into the greatest. Hit me.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Oklahoma has taken a 20-19 lead over URI, and Rick and John have sort of a flimsy rivalry going on this one. I don't think any of us really deep down inside care. But I have Oklahoma in my bracket, and John has Rhode Island, so game on.
Yeah, that game's going underway. By the way, congratulations to Ralph in Decatur. He heard the sounder. He won a pair of tickets to Jay-Z and Beyonce, the On the Run Tour 2, August 25th at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Tickets do go on sale on Monday, March the 19th. Not Beyonce, like John Fricke called her yesterday. You're going to win tickets to see Jay-Z and Beyonce.
So, John, a lot of people, and Preacher Man, we're going to swing it over to you here. A lot of people feared the Rhode Island pick because of Trae Young's explosive ability.
Mm-hmm.
He has 10 points. He's made all four of his shots, two threes as Oklahoma leads 22-19. Just saying.
Like, he's already shot four times.
If he does not have a monster game, they got no shot.
No
and
chance.
So far, he's off to a monster game.
Preacher Man, we will swing it to you. We know you like to swing.
All right. Well, easy now. From the Bible is brought to you by...
How does Amy think about that?
From the Bible is brought to you by Dunn Waterproofing Restoration. Get it done with Dunn. Call 770-4 Floods Dunn Waterproofing. Have you ever used video conferencing for work? Anyone?
No.
No?
We don't do much conferencing here. It's mostly
bad
group text.
We don't do that either.
Either one.
Well, apparently there was a power grid manager accidentally broadcast himself romping with a junior colleague when he forgot to hang up his video conference call. Based on WeChat conversation screen grabs, the manager of China's Southern Power Grid filmed himself having sex with his colleague in a conference room minutes after a call earlier that morning, which was attended by employees from five different provinces.
Yeah, so basically he's stooping a junior associate on video conference and everybody's watching it.
Did they just call a second foul on Trae Young?
Squirrel!
Oh, my God! That is the worst call of the year. Are you serious? They called an offensive foul like he's driving against a guy. A guy's bodying him up. And then they anticipated the arm leaving the body on the push-off, right? The arm never left the body. That's a horse bleep call. My God. That's going to cost him the game right there. Because you had Trae Young cooking. 4-4, 10 points are in the game. Now he's got to sit the rest of the first half. I'm telling you right now, game over.
Paul, let me ask you this. Who gets
that
more distracted,
me
watching Miami play Pitt that day or Rick with Oklahoma right now?
Well, anytime it's basketball, it's going to be Rick.
That's an awful, awful call.
So essentially the two employees have since been arrested and faced defamation charges as well as further punishment for spreading false rumors after they allegedly shared the footage.
Oh, no. So wait, the people got arrested for sharing the footage?
Yes.
Not the people that were actually on the footage.
No, it says two employees have since been arrested.
Wow. If they were trying to distribute it for money, they call Vivid Entertainment?
Yeah, I don't think it's like a Kardashian video. You're not going to get seven-figure payday off of that.
The girl must have been hot, though.
I saw a picture. It's kind of blurry. You can't really tell what's going
it's
on.
It's really blurred out. So, as you know, all the papers in New York, they always like to have the back page headline. They always... you know, jockey for position.
Yeah.
Who's going to have the best one? Well, apparently it was a trifecta because they all had the same headline on the back pages as the Post, the Daily News, and Newsday all said Soldier of Fortune when the Giants signed Nate Soldier from the Patriots.
Okay.
I like it.
Yeah, nice. I mean, nice play on words. They love to be creative when it comes to stuff like that. I think Nate Solder's a very good player. He's a huge upgrade over Eric Flowers or whatever other crap they trotted out at left tackle for the Giants last year. So, you know, good for them. They could be a team, because of all the injuries they had a year ago, that goes from picking second. I don't think they're a playoff team, but I think they'll be a hell of a lot better this year than they were a year ago. They don't have your boy Ben Bob McAdoo.
Think about it. They now have a blindside protector for Eli Manning, which he did not have last year. Eli Manning also did not have his first, second, third, or fourth receivers.
Right.
Okay? So now he's going to have Odell Beckham back. I don't know what else they're going to have, but you got Beckham, you got a chance. And Preacher Man, their offensive line was butt rotten last year. You improved your LT. And if you take Saquon Barkley at number two, after Cleveland takes Sam Darnold at number one, now you're really cooking. I think Saquon Barkley could be a 4 or 5 win improvement all by himself for a team like the Giants.
He'd be awesome in Cleveland. $20 for the win. Back to you, Preacher Man.
All right, so we all know that Josh McCown is going to be back with the Jets this season. But the best part is, where did Josh McCown sign his contract?
McDonald's.
Close.
Wendy's.
No.
Jinx. Punch Buggy.
Taco Bell.
Chick-fil-A.
Nice. Chick-fil-A.
He was
well,
in
it wasn't
line.
A Sunday.
Was Darren Revell there?
Chick-fil-A, and he's in his car with his kid, and he, you know how they have the waiting spaces for Chick-fil-A when you're waiting on your food?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's sitting in one of those spaces, and he's electronically signing his contract on his phone, and his son is in the backseat taking a picture. So through his Twitter account, it says, no better time to sign a deal with the New York Jets than waiting on some Chick-fil-A. And he gave photo credit to his son, Aiden.
Okay. So
must be
good.
Nice. Yeah,
see, the day and age of actually having to walk in with a pen and sit down and sign stuff, now you just do that e-sign where you just go, poop, 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 poop. I did my entire mortgage that way.
For $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Now, where the heck was that Chick-fil-A? Was it up in Jersey?
It doesn't say.
Do they have Chick-fil-A up in Jersey in the
Tri-State
area?
New York.
Yeah.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's only recently, right?
Yeah, last year I think it opened.
I mean, like, duh, there's people with money in the north who like chicken. And I mean, give me a break, right?
Yeah, chicken is kind of a universal dish. I think you can do chicken just about anywhere, and people go, all right, I'm in.
If you don't like Chick-fil-A, you suck.
Yeah.
I mean, are you human? Are you American? Literally, like, Chick-fil-A is Chick-fil-A, man. It's perfect.
I went with a bowl this morning because the mouth isn't working the right way.
Just had to slide it on in there?
Yeah, I just had to, like, wedge it to the corner, just... Preacher man, save me.
All right, so Luke May plays for the UNC.
Yeah.
His life seems to be pretty successful on the court. He's mm-hmm. done really well. He's gone from 5-3, averaging 5-3 last season, to 17-10 this season.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who he dates?
I have no idea.
I'm guessing she's hot.
Well, it's not necessarily. Well, she's hot, yes, but it's whose daughter is she?
Well, I'm not sure.
Last name is Cotter. First name Kendra. Father's name, Dirk.
Oh, Cutter.
Is it Cutter?
Yeah, talk about the Buccaneers coach.
Yeah, I think we're talking about the announcer on ESPN, Chris Cotter. Oh, I'm like, oh, he's got a hot daughter? Okay, I didn't know.
Welcome back, Cotter.
Former 790 The Zone employee, Chris
How about
Cotter.
That? How about them apples? Yeah. And so Dirk
fired
Cutter.
From the afternoon show, I think.
So Luke May is messing around with Dirk Cutter's daughter.
Correct.
And she goes to UNC with him?
Yeah, she plays volleyball.
By the way, this Rhode Island-Oklahoma game, these are two of the most inept basketball teams I have ever watched.
Not when Trey Young's on the court, but of course the refs had to step in and make... You know, John, in college, they have the anticipation call. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They anticipate the... And it's not there. They don't do that in the NBA. They don't do anticipation calls in the NBA.
No, they don't.
Only in college basketball.
You know what we always anticipate with the Preacher Man?
What's that?
Research material. It's not quite that time, though.
Now we're not out of time. Not,
we still anticipate, though.
I got it. Well, we do anticipate that every day. This is for one Mark Owens. I don't usually take requests, but he came over where we're having breakfast this morning. So apparently, longtime sponsor of NASCAR, big home improvement company.
Yeah.
Lowe's
mm-hmm.
will no longer be spending their money in the sport of NASCAR.
Really?
After this, they are done. They are resigning as a partner with Jimmy Johnson, who has been his full-time sponsor, and they are leaving the sport of NASCAR altogether.
Really? Now, does it say why they're doing that?
The speculation is that they're spending close to $30 million a year on a full-time, which is unheard of today in NASCAR. And he was one of the only drivers. There's one more left, and that's the FedEx, number 11 FedEx, the only other company that gives a full-season sponsorship. Mm-hmm. And Lowe's has been with Jimmy Johnson since 2001, and they've been in the sport for a long time. So it's almost iconic. Number 48 and Lowe's. Number 48 and Lowe's. Them pulling out is huge. And it is a sign that as great of a driver, you may not like Jimmy Johnson, but he'll go down as one of the greatest all time.
Sure.
83 wins as he drove with Lowe's. 7 championships. You may not like the guy. Some people say he's too corporate. He's too stuffy. He's not controversial. But he is a damn good driver. And for them to pull their money off of him, someone who's always contending for a title, that is a bad sign for NASCAR because ratings are down, attendance is down, other Fortune 500 companies have been pulling their sponsorships from full-season rides. That's not a good look for NASCAR.
So he did not drop to a knee to protest the national anthem.
No.
That's not why this is happening.
They did it because I think a suit in the corporate studios of Lowe's started looking at the numbers for fiscal years. And they
saw $25 million.
We're spending $20 million on NASCAR, and their numbers, their ROI is not worth the amount we're spending. This is the equivalent, if you don't follow racing, it's the equivalent of like Gatorade pulling out of NBA. Like, that's how big that's how big this is for NASCAR.
That'd be monstrous. Yeah, Trey Young.
That's not good, and it's especially not good for NASCAR.
Lon Kruger, former Hawks coach, rolling them dice right now. 5:22 to go in the first half, and he's bringing Trey Young back into the game. Oki up two. Do you like that move, John?
Yeah, it's the NCAA tournament. It's one or done. You don't have time to have a guy sit on the bench.
All right, we need a makeup call, Preacher, man. We need a cheap and one. A little makeup call here for that second foul.
All right, we're going to go to resource material because I know we're running out of time. Today's resource material is models_VM. That's models_VM.
I was like sort of the all-star Instagram sites where you get a smorgasbord.
Yeah,
the little variety.
The little grab bag.
Yeah, yeah, I'm looking forward to this. Models underscore what?
DM.
V. V as in Victor.
Oh, I thought you said they were sliding in your DM. That would be pretty good. All right, we'll take a look at them. We'll come back.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Well, between Trey Young.
I'm not watching Trey Young anymore.
I'd say between Trey Young and models_VM, it'll be the John Michaels Hour coming up next. We're going to break down the NCAA tournament. We'll call our shots next on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Dukes and Bell, afternoons
on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
And for the guys that are tweeting and texting us, the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line 404-741-0929. 0929. 0929.
I love it, man.
Dude, I've got a big hole in my mouth, and you're giving me crap.
Yeah, Mark. He's giving us a soldier effort here today.
Oh, poor thing.
He's got a thing.
Well, you act like we care.
Oh,
wow. Dude, his mouth is going. He's got a heartbeat in his friggin' mouth, dude.
Only one of us.
I got you, John.
Only one of us showed up here with a bag and acted sick and went home for 2 days. The rest of us have mouth surgery.
Oh, that was damn straight. I'll be the first one to say 101 degree temperature. Yeah,
allegedly.
Actually,
thank you for not coming in with 101 temperature.
Actually, he did come in. He just left.
I came in and left.
Bye.
Yeah. Actually, my temperature was
take your bugs elsewhere, please. I'm glad you're feeling better, though, Mo. Really.
See, that's the difference,
though. Sincere.
I at least gave it a shot. I could have come in and complained and whined the whole time like some people.
Oh,
or I just go ahead and go home and get better so that I can be the best that I can be for you guys.
No, it wasn't at all.
So that wasn't
painkillers are so much better.
They are.
What did the guy say in Bachelor Party? Painkillers. Or no, he said pain is such a rush. Remember that line?
Oh, Bachelor Party?
Yeah. A Tom Hanks movie?
Yeah, never saw it.
What? You never saw Bachelor Party?
Negative.
Are you serious? So you didn't see Tom Hanks screwing around on the tennis court hitting home runs when he should have been playing tennis?
I finally saw Animal House from beginning to end.
What?
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 I've never seen Godfather beginning to end either.
Oh, my God. And he hasn't seen Scarface. Yeah. And you guys give me crap about movies. Preacher Man, have you seen Bachelor Party?
Yeah.
Amazing movie, right?
It's a good movie.
It's a good movie. Very good movie. John is in a trance looking at this Oklahoma-Rhode Island game, and I can't get play-by-play, although I'm a play-by-play guy, and it's in my blood. But I can't get play-by-play.
No, you can't.
Things are going well for Oklahoma, though. Can I say that?
Perfect. You can even say they're up.
Here you go.
They lead the game.
Rhode Island's offense is poop.
By an arbitrary amount of points.
Yeah, here is my analysis on Rhode Island. Clang, thud, doing, 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 clang, thud, miss layup, doing, 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 doing. That's pretty much all they've been doing in the first half. And it's not like Oklahoma's playing great defense. Rhode Island just can't hit the side of a barn.
All right, so let's call our shot. Before we call our shot, and by the way, we want to take a call or two. If you guys and girls want to get involved, do it. 404-741-0929. Who's your final four? Breakout player. Mm-hmm. A team you don't trust. A team you trust. Call your shot. Who do you got winning it all? We'd like to hear a couple of voices. But, John, let me complain about something.
Okay.
A minute ago, we talked about, you know, the anticipation calls in college basketball. You and I both agree that the continuation rule or lack thereof in college basketball is a joke.
Oh, yeah.
There are so many and ones that they foul on the floor. No, you nerd. It wasn't a foul on the floor. He was gathering the ball and going up towards the hoop, you know, and making a move. Anyway, John, I can't stand the intentional foul call in college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the one where you got a kid on a fast break going up for a layup. Kid on the other team doesn't want to give up a layup, right? Isn't that what you're taught in basketball?
Mm-hmm.
And then what are you taught, John, to stop the kid trying to score a layup?
Foul him.
How?
Hard.
No, I mean, you wrap him up.
Yeah.
You hug him. You don't send him to the floor. You put your arms around him, and you hug him so he doesn't fall, and you protect him. But you're also not letting him get the ball up for an and one, mm-hmm. right? That's what you're taught, right?
Yeah, we were taught to foul a little harder.
Okay, I get that. But that's the textbook way to do that. Okay, so when a kid comes over, hustles defensively, hugs up on the other kid to foul him and put him at the line for free throws, mm-hmm. then they call the intentional foul
right.
because they say he wasn't making a play on the ball. Yes, he is. He's making a play on the ball to stop the ball from going in the freaking basket. And then when you call an intentional foul, it's two shots and the rock. And it changes games.
It does.
I'm super passionate about it. I hate the intentional foul call in college basketball. It's brutal.
I just hope that these tournament games do not be influenced and like the change happens in the game because of what an official does. Like, let these kids play. They work so hard to get to this point. Call the games like they're supposed to be played or call like they're supposed to be called and don't be egregious and go over the top with that. And unfortunately, we've seen that in the past. We're going to call our shots here in just a second, but Mark Owens has cooked up some more questions for us.
Uh-huh.
I thought we did pretty good in the first round of questioning.
Okay.
Like, there was a couple of moments where we couldn't figure out, like, NBC's mascot, like as if we're supposed to know where the University of Maryland, Baltimore County.
Like, we got Wright State losing to Tennessee right now by double digits. I have no clue who Wright State's mascot is, nor do I care.
Are they the Warriors?
Who knows?
Yeah, no Maybe. Clue.
That would make sense, where right? The alliteration, the Wright State Warriors.
Where is Wright State?
No clue.
I think it's in Michigan.
I'm going to go ahead and say Cincinnati.
is that your go-to?
That's my go-to. That's my default.
Wright State. They're in Dayton, Ohio.
Okay.
And they are the Raiders. They're the Raiders.
So when they play Dayton, God, Katie, bar the door.
Yeah.
It is a rivalry of Duke, North Carolina proportions. Right?
Yeah.
Maybe
sure.
not really.
Yeah, probably not. All right, Mark Owens, what do you have cooked up back there?
Didn't the underboss go to Dayton?
He did.
Didn't Sean Thompson, he's an alma mater of Dayton. Shout out to the underboss.
Oh, dog, I went to the school of hard knocks, yo. Shoo. All right, so here we did this earlier in the show.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go subscribe to us on iTunes, search 929 The Game. Go back and listen to the first couple hours of the show, especially 11 o'clock. Starting Monday,
mm-hmm.
we're going to play a game. And we're going to do it all next week. 5 questions, 5 seconds, $500.
Really?
That starts on Monday.
5 seconds per question? Or
five seconds per question.
Okay.
Per question.
We'll ask
okay.
you a question. You got 5 seconds to answer it. And we've got 5 questions. So you get them all. You get all 5 questions. You get them all right. 5 seconds apiece per question. $500. That simple.
But if you don't answer the question within 5 seconds, you're out and we go on to the next caller.
Okay.
That all starts on Monday. And I will tell you, a lot of the questions that we're using today,
mm-hmm.
because I'm incredibly lazy, we're going to use again next week.
Okay.
So we're just trying to help you out a little bit here, all right?
All right,
so
what else do we have?
All right, so here's some more questions for you. What 4 schools share the Wildcat mascot? What 4 schools
Kentucky.
Share?
That's the only one I was going to say.
Arizona.
Good one.
There's another one. Well, Arizona State.
No, they're the Sun Devils.
The Sun Devils.
Or the Trojans. Or didn't Herman Edwards call him the Aztecs?
I think he did. So hold on.
In his introductory press conference.
Let me think for a second. Villanova, that's the third.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh boy.
Not the Jayhawks.
UTEP.
But
I'm going to go with UTEP.
No, they're the Miners.
Come on.
I can only give you 3.
Kansas
Villanova,
State.
Arizona. Ah, Kansas State. I forgot they were in the tournament.
That's Villanova, pretty good job
Kansas
by you.
State.
And they're one of my purple teams.
That's pretty good job by you. And you want Bill Snyder to have his job, and I'm trying to kick the old man out.
And I'm not even looking at the bracket. I'm just trying to think off the top of my head.
That was dope.
Not bad. 3 out of 4.
Which seed has never won a national championship?
16.
15. 14. 13. 12.
I know 16's never won a game, M.O.
Of the top 10, which seed has never won a national championship?
Oh, 9.
The top 10? I know 8 is 1 to Villanova. 7 won at Connecticut. 9 sounds about right.
5. 5 seed.
A
no
5
way.
Seed's never won?
3 have made it to the national championship.
Including Butler.
Butler in 2010, mm-hmm. Indiana in 2002, Florida in 2000, but none have won at all.
Damn. That's
a
great
is a
stat.
Nine, does it say as a 9 seed who won?
Does not.
Because I know 8 seed Villanova won. 7 seed Connecticut with your boy Kevin Ollie won. I know.
And Kemba. No, that was Shabazz Napier.
Yeah.
The Hungry Husker.
And Ryan Boatwright.
The great Bill Murray, his son Luke, is an assistant coach where?
Luke Murray.
Xavier?
Xavier is.
Absolutely. Wow, good for you, Rick.
Yes, sir.
Miss Elizabeth, Pat Riley, and Winona all
Kentucky.
There it is.
I don't even need that one.
Was it Pat Riley?
Yeah, Pat Riley. Pat Riley.
I didn't know if I was going to leave that one. I thought that might have made it too easy.
That's way too easy.
So for next week, should we just change it to Miss Elizabeth and Winona?
And you can't say Ashley Judd either because that's too easy. Given.
Super quick. Pat Riley was on the Kentucky team that got beat by the all-black team from
Texas Western.
From Texas Western.
Who is now UTEP.
Yeah, Pat Riley was on that Kentucky team.
1966.
Interesting little factoid there.
Nice movie, too.
Yeah, good movie.
You know, okay, so we're taking Pat Riley.
Shocking.
When we ask that next week. It's just Miss Elizabeth and Winona. What's the record for the most overtimes in a single game?
Five.
And it's happened twice.
I'm going to go two.
Both those wrong?
Three.
I'm going to go three.
Four.
Process of elimination.
One.
Eventually.
Is it one?
Right. No, it's four.
Four
over. It's happened twice in 1956 and in 1961.
Really?
Weren't alive for either of them.
Hey. We're testing your knowledge.
Okay.
Listen, if you were playing, you wouldn't have won $500.
No, we wouldn't have.
See, only three individuals have won an NCAA championship as a player and a coach.
Ooh.
Can you name any of them?
Boy, is that a hard one. I'm going to say Larry Brown.
Larry Brown is?
Rick Pitino.
Rick Pitino.
Billy Donovan.
Billy
That's
Donovan.
A good one. No, they didn't win they lost with Providence.
Final four, right?
He had those really short shorts at Providence.
They were unsettling.
Beat Georgetown in the Elite Eight that year. Wow. Player and a coach. Give me
John Thompson?
Nope.
Joe B. Hall.
No, Joe B. Hall.
At
okay.
Kentucky yep. as a player and a coach. This one you should know. Bob Knight.
Ah,
as a player with Ohio State and the coach of Indiana.
Good one.
And Dean Smith.
Dean
as
Smith.
A player at Kansas and a coach at North Carolina.
I didn't know Dean was a baller like
I
that.
I didn't either.
Did not know that.
You could have let me guess for a while, and I wouldn't have got because I was
that was
thinking,
a good one.
That's a tough one.
All right, we leave that one in.
Yeah,
this is almost like a dress rehearsal for next week. $500.
If guys are listening, and
saying,
they should be,
we just want to help you out.
Take some notes.
Yeah.
All right. The lowest seed to ever win the NCAA tournament would be what?
Lowest. It's well because you said has to be a 10 then. Because you said 1 through 10, the only seed that hadn't won it was a 5.
I'm going
with
John.
Seed to ever win the to win
it has
the NCAA
to be 10.
Tournament. Then you know what? I'm going to take out that.
Yeah, because
which seed has never won? Because
did you just find a mistake?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. And that's where
is it Nova?
See, I think
is
the lowest
Nova?
Seed was Nova.
Yeah. Darn interwebs.
Just stupid internet.
Yeah,
you
the internet's
what?
Really con.
I'm going to stop using it for facts and do it like it's meant to be just for porn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Or so just make stuff up.
Is Villanova the lowest?
The lowest.
Yeah, so they were an 8 seed.
Yeah, number 8 seed in 1985.
Or you could just video chat.
So we were right, 9 and 10. Neither one of those won.
But the original question was, which seed has never won a national championship? And
yeah, well,
the 5 seed.
And neither has a 9, a 10, an 11, a 12, a 13, 14, a 15, or 16.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay. Then we'll take that one out.
Yeah, that's
okay. What do Texas Southern, Mizzou, Clemson, and Auburn, they all share?
Tigers.
It's easy one on that one.
Yep.
Okay.
And I'm probably the only person here that actually has played against Texas Southern in baseball. Give up a home run to center field against them.
Which tournament team didn't pick up their first season win until 2018?
Texas Southern.
That is right. They beat Southern on January the 1st.
They didn't play a home game until 2018 either.
Damn, Michaels is flexing
over
here.
Go look at Texas Southern's out-of-conference schedule to start the year. You know what it was called? Paycheck. Because they went everywhere. And I'm going to look them up while Mark's asking the next question.
All right. Wichita State, home of the Fighting.
Shockers.
Shockers.
There it is. Two in them.
Yeah. we all made the sign.
Thad Matta, Shelvin Mack, and Gordon Hayward are all alumni of what 10-seeded school?
Butler.
Are you positive?
Give me the names again.
Shelvin Mack. Butler. No doubt.
Thad Matta, Shelvin Mack, and Gordon Hayward.
Yeah, it's Butler.
Butler.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Yeah, that's absolutely great. Is that one too easy?
That's our final answer.
Should we take that one out?
No,
should we take the Shelvin Mack out of that one?
No, that's a good one. Actually, the Gordon Hayward just gave it away.
That's a good one.
So should I take Gordon Hayward out?
No.
So leave it as those three. All right. All right, one more for you. And this, again, we're starting on Monday. Five questions, 5 seconds, $500, and we will be using all of these questions again. Bill Self, the Kansas Jayhawks head coach, has been a number one seed 8 times, but how many Final Four appearances has he had?
Dos.
One.
You say what?
Dos.
You say two, you say?
One.
John Michaels, Tricky Ricky. Oh, come on. There we go. Yeah, that would be in 2008 and 2012.
Yep. Ah, he did make it.
There you go.
So if you remember those, starting next week, you win $500. But for now...
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is...
People. P-E-O-P-L-E. We will meet a lot of people tonight at Unity Night, but you got to text people right now to 72881. Again, people to 72881. Your chance to win $1,000, Rick. There's like a famous American document that starts, "We the people."
Mm-hmm. Sure does.
Yeah.
I didn't read that either, though.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't like reading.
Text people right now to 72881. We got guys who want to sound off, want to call their shot.
Do it.
Let's go to Jay in a truck. Jay wants to sound off on the Final Four. Jay, what you got? What's up, man?
Hey, what's that, fellas? How's it doing this afternoon?
Doing good.
All right, I'm going to make this short and sweet. My Final Four, I'm never good at this. I just do it for the heck of it to see how many I can get. But this is my Final Four. I got Arizona, Gonzaga, Villanova, and Duke. I got Gonzaga facing Duke in the championship game. And, yes, I have Gonzaga winning it all, which probably means they won't win it. And for Randy McHater and Mark Owens, if y'all give me $150,000 in a limo, I'll coach Georgia to 13-20. I mean, it's not hard. All the money y'all trying to find for these coaches, just give it to me. All I need is a limo so me and my wife can roll up into Stegman College and look fly as I lose, as I make y'all look good and lose. Just make it happen, Mark. Tell Randy to use his contact, and I'm out.
All right, so Jay, I appreciate
it. Who do I make the check out to?
Just Jay in a truck.
Just Jay in a truck.
Yeah. All right, so I had to pull up Texas Southern for you guys. Listen to this schedule to start the year. This is an NCAA tournament team who started 0-13. Their start of the year, they were 0-13. Just listen to this. At Gonzaga, at Washington State, at Ohio State, at Syracuse, at Kansas, at Clemson, at Oakland, at Toledo, at Oregon, at Baylor, at Wyoming, at TCU, at BYU. That's their first 13 games.
All L's.
All losses. They finished the year 15-19, so they go 15-6 when they got into conference play.
They won their conference tournament, got the automatic bid. That's why they're in with such a lousy record. Were any of those first 13 L's home games?
All on the road.
All on the road.
They literally did not play a home game until January 1st against Southern.
That is... I'd say it's insane, but it wasn't insane. It's brilliant, and there's a fine line between the two because they got so hardened and chiseled and battle-tested.
Chillinged?
Whatever the hell I was trying to say. Battle-tested through going on the road, playing all these good teams. They got into their conference, and they're like, we're kicking your butt, and they did.
They lost to Washington State by 2, 86-84. I'm just going to the close games. They lost to Clemson by 7, 84-77.
Clemson's going down.
They lost to Toledo by 2, 71-69. Oregon by 6, 74-68. Wyoming by 6, 72-66. And the rest of them, they got their teeth kicked in.
All right, so, John, really the big opinion that I have on this tournament is Texas Tech.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably the biggest, boldest opinion. And there were 3 seed, and I have them in the Elite Eight. So it's not that bold, but I can't go Purdue that far. I just can't. Now, I have amended my pick. I had Arkansas beating Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
I went back on that. I'm like, I can't do it because Butler could very easily beat Arkansas. Butler, I think, is favored in that game. And, John, look, that's a coin flip.
Mm-hmm.
Purdue's beating Cal State Fullerton. So I'm going to give my shot at the Sweet 16 with the team that's got the better shot of winning the first round. That's one of my little equations when I fell out the brackets. But Texas Tech is the team that I'm probably out on the thinnest limb with.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
Boy, thinnest limb? It's Purdue for me or it's Cincinnati.
Going how far?
I could have either one of them. Or are you talking about guys that are a lower seed going deep
into
the
tournament? Just like because Texas Tech's a 3 seed, but I got them Elite Eight.
Mm-hmm.
I need Texas Tech to get to work and get the job done. I've got Purdue losing in the Sweet 16. But, like, Cincinnati, another team. Look, I was just asked what chance Georgia State has against Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
I said if they played the game 10 times, they'd probably beat them twice.
Right.
Right? Cincinnati goes into scoring droughts. They're really good, but they go into scoring droughts, and Georgia State's a good defensive team. They have a chance to win this game. But I got Cincy in the Elite Eight, so I feel like I'm out on a little bit of a thin limb with them, too.
My Elite Eight that I have that could be a thin limb, and it has to do with Bruce Brown being healthy. I look at that side of the bracket with Tennessee and the teams that are in there with Miami. If Miami plays like they did down the stretch of the season, they could be deep. They also could be a team that at about 5:15 is gone. There's no in between with Miami.
Good luck to your Canes, yeah, my friend.
I think they'll win today, but the Tennessee game could
be. You know
be
what
tough.
You have going for you? The Loyola Chicago is a chic pick.
Yep.
It is a very trendy pick. A lot of times those don't work out.
Hey, don't forget, college basketball fans, you could join me, John Michaels, and Bud Light this Sunday at the Wild Wing Cafe off of Jonesbridge Road in Johns Creek from 4 to 6. We'll be watching the best college basketball games. It's our Ball and Brew Takeover presented by Bud Light, famous among friends. We come back. We do an NBA fast break. Who is coming back tonight? No, not Dwight Howard. Somebody else of a little bit more importance to the playoff race on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Let's run. It's our NBA fast break on the Midday Show with Rick and John. And down the stretch they come. Ladies and gentlemen, only about a month left in the NBA's regular season. About 14, 15 games for all of these teams. And last night, John, the Hawks got a lot of help. The Orlando Magic made 18 threes and beat the Milwaukee Bucks, who are in a situation with Miami and several other teams where they're jockeying for position.
Mm-hmm.
18 threes, 7 by Jonathan Simmons, 6 by DJ Augustine. We need Orlando to win, and they did. And then late night, we covered it on NBA TV. Me and Kevin McHale and Greg Anthony went deep into overtime in Sacramento as De'Aaron Fox, with a clutch bucket at the end of regulation, sends it to OT. Bogey Bogdanovich from the top of the key from about 29 went splizzash, and Sacramento beat Miami. And I'm not trying to rub it in, John, but I'm excited that Sac got a win, because when the Dallases, the Phoenixes, the Memphises, when those teams win, it is good news for our Hawks.
Yeah, no Wade, no Whiteside, no Richardson. Miami again blows a they actually come back from 16 down in that game to have a lead late and ultimately lose it. Heat right now in a battle for 6-7-8 with Philly and Milwaukee, as you talked about. But it's almost wrapped up at the bottom of the Eastern Conference. Detroit's 5 out of the playoffs right now. Charlotte 6.5 back, who the Hawks will obviously play tonight. Everybody else is just jockeying for ping pong balls.
So speaking of that, John, I'm glad you went there. We are 3rd right now in the lottery standings. Memphis, screw you, Memphis. They are the tankiest bunch ever. They've lost 18 in a row, okay? They have 15 games left.
You think David Fizdale somewhere is going, thank God you guys fired me.
If he was there, they wouldn't be losing 18 in a row. But so they have 15 games left. Ladies and gentlemen, they might end the season on a 33-game losing streak.
Would that be an NBA record?
Yes. And the NBA fines Mark Cuban? I'm just saying. And you're going to let Memphis do what they're – and by the way, Tyreek Evans – I guess I got to be a little bit careful here.
A little bit. We want you to keep your other job.
So Tyreek Evans, to me, he's day-to-day. He's been day-to-day for 3 weeks. Remember, they shut down Tyreek Evans before the trade deadline because they were trying to trade him. Anyway, Memphis is at the bottom at 18-49. Phoenix next at 19-50.
And then the Hawks.
And that damn game we won against Phoenix might rear its ugly head with
it
the ping
very
pong
well
balls.
May.
And then Atlanta is 3rd. So right now we're looking at Luka Doncic. Let me tell you something. I won't give up the source, but a very, very brilliant basketball mind yesterday at NBA TV told me that Luka Doncic would not fall past 3.
Okay.
He said he is the truth. He said he's 19,
yep,
dominating the EuroLeague.
Okay.
That's never been done. Ricky Rubio didn't even do that. The EuroLeague, for those who don't know, there are domestic teams overseas. You know, Real Madrid, Panathinaikos, stuff like that. They play in domestic leagues. And then, if you're good enough, you play in the EuroLeague. You play one game a week. We run EuroLeague games on NBA TV. That's the big time, okay, for European hoops.
Right.
It's the best league outside of the NBA is the EuroLeague. And it's typically, John, veterans, 27, 28, 30, 32, men, right? Luka Doncic is killing everybody,
right,
and he's a slick 19-year-old. So I have not seen him play. But a brilliant talent evaluator told me he's the truth, don't sleep on him, and he won't fall past about 3 or 4 in this draft.
Averaging about 25 minutes a night over in the EuroLeague, shooting 46% from the floor, only 31% from downtown. He's averaging 15.5 points a game, shoots about 82% on free throws, so and 60% on two-point shots. His three-point, apparently his wetter isn't all the way wet yet.
How many dimes?
Let's see. Assists, that would be 4.5.
So
and he's averaging about 5 rebounds, 15-5-4.
15-5, and let's just call it 15-5-5. In the EuroLeague, he's probably the MVP. They're 40-minute games.
Right.
As John said, the guy's playing 25 minutes.
Right.
It's a little bit like college basketball in terms of the stats. Mm-hmm. You don't play. There's not as many possessions, not as many shots and opportunities for stats. 15-5-5 in the EuroLeague translates to 22-5-5 in the NBA. I'm just saying.
Well, he's a guy I can tell you will be much easier to sell at three than he would at number one in this town. And it's no knock. Here's the problem. We've watched Bagley. We've watched Ayton. We've watched Trae Young. People around Atlanta have seen these guys play.
Mo Bamba.
In Mo Bamba.
Michael Porter.
Sure. Well, not much Michael Porter, but you've seen enough. And you'll see some more against Florida State. People have seen those guys play. You'll see the grainy, you know, 8-millimeter footage of Luka Doncic. If he gets drafted one in this town, there's going to be a lot of really angry people. He gets drafted three, just say Ayton and Bagley are off the board, and you take them three, I think more people go, all right, I'm not quite as mad.
In terms of you mentioned Ayton, don't worry, Hawks fans. There is no, and I haven't talked to anybody high up with the Hawks.
Mm-hmm.
But I talk to brilliant basketball minds all the time at NBA TV.
Mm-hmm.
There is no debate.
Right.
This isn't Emeka Okafor versus Dwight Howard.
Ugh,
remember that? I mean, that was a raging debate. Who should be the first overall? That is not what's going on here. In every subsequent game that DeAndre Ayton plays, the divide grows mm-hmm. between him and the next best guy. Now, I want to bring a couple of differing opinions on the Ayton versus Bagley decision. I'm not mm-hmm. going to call it a debate. I'm going to call it the decision. If you have the number one pick, you got to make that decision. I talked to a current player, and I heard yesterday that DeAndre Ayton is going to need a point guard in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good take. He is. Thing is, just about every team in the NBA has a really good point guard
right.
who is going to understand the importance
sure.
of area code diming DeAndre mm-hmm. Ayton for lobs. The other side of that is, and I heard this from a Hall of Famer. I'm not going to name the name, but from a Hall of Famer. He wasn't so sure about Marvin Bagley
mm-hmm.
because he said that the athleticism, he's bigger, stronger, more athletically gifted than most of the kids that he's playing against in college basketball, most of which will be in the normal world when they're
sure.
done playing as opposed to playing professional basketball. He did not see a lot of the things that are making Bagley successful now mm-hmm. translating to the NBA. And I was kind of like, huh? But when you – and again, so I'm just letting you know that there are some detractors for Marvin Bagley,
mm-hmm.
and there's nothing but effusive praise for DeAndre Ayton. So it's not a debate. Ayton is the number one pick in this draft if he leaves Arizona.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see where the Hawks end up falling and how they can maneuver wherever they want to be. The good thing is, again, you get down to even maybe number five or six, and you're still going to get a really wherever they want to be. The good thing is, again, you get down to even maybe number five or six, and you're still going to get a really quality player.
No doubt. I mean, that's the zone where you're maybe going to get a Trae Young, mm-hmm. a Colin Sexton,
yep.
a Michael Porter Jr., a Mo Bamba, Miles. I haven't even mentioned Jaren Jackson.
Right.
To me, Jaren Jackson, probably the third best prospect in this draft. You got Miles Bridges of Michigan State. You got Mikhail Bridges of Villanova. This draft, John, goes 10, 11, 12 deep. It goes, like, to me, 6, 7, 8 really deep, like mm-hmm. future all-star deep. But you can get into, like, 10, 11, 12, 13, and you're still liking the names you see there.
I want to go around the room real quick, straw poll between you guys. What should I do? Should I go home and just relax, chill with the wife, watch Miami down in the basement, or should I hang around here?
Let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
How long will it take? Because the Miami game, as you said, is from 3. It'll go from about 3 to 5 or 5:15.
Yeah.
And then you get in your car. You got to be down at the Unity deal at 6:15, 6:30-ish. So can you make it down there in an hour?
Depending on traffic.
So that's a no.
Depending on traffic.
I
mean, I could drive to MARTA and just hop on the train and boop. Scoot on down there from Doraville if I really need be, because traffic doesn't really pick up until I get closer to downtown.
If I'm you, I'm probably going home.
Yeah, that's signs lean to go
well,
home.
What do you guys think?
As much as he's been whining about the mouth and his
you know
head
what?
Hurts, he just needs to take
you know
it to
what?
The house.
This guy, Mark Owen's head is on the table. His head is on the console back there.
Because I was going to say, because it's obvious you're not feeling good. I was going to say go home and rest.
Uh-huh.
But then Mr. Sharp-Edged, because you've been whining like a baby all day, go home and rest so you don't whine all night tonight at Phillips Arena.
Okay, I can't give play-by-play, but I just saw something insane.
Let's just say a Rhode Island guy was in Steph Curry range.
Give me a break. That was the luckiest damn shot. Was the shot clock running down on that thing?
Down to two.
Give That's me fine. A break. We're all tied. Rhode Island and Oklahoma.
Here's the thing. The younger John Michaels that's way deep down inside is going, dude, you got 3 hours of free time. You can go on over to a bar. I got a Miami t-shirt on underneath. I got my Miami tennis shoes. And go have a good time.
Yeah, that inner voice ain't feeling the pain that the older John Michaels is feeling.
The older John Michaels is going, you've got bone-on-bone pain in your mouth.
And a gaping hole, right?
All I want is a nap. And I'm not allowed to drink. The doctor said I can't drink for a couple.
That's a bunch of BS.
Well, Saturday I'm going to drink, but I can't drink right now.
That's a bunch of BS. I don't buy all that.
Well, no, it has nothing to
self-medicate.
Here's the thing: it has nothing to do with the medication. It has to do with the gaping hole in my mouth.
What is alcohol going to do to that?
Thins the blood.
Other than help it?
Well, no, it thins your blood, and it could make me squirt out. And I don't want blood could start skeeting back out.
Oh, stop it!
I've had a little seepage the last couple of days.
I'm not buying that. I say
Unity Night.
I say belly up to the bar and get a Tito's and Red Bull.
I did have a Red Bull this morning. I needed some wings, a little energy.
5-Hour Energy, very popular product around here right now.
I'm about to pop into Knox's office. I got a case of those in there, and I'm going to...
I do want to make this point. John, the West has been won, and the East has been won. Okay?
One.
Over. The Raptors are 4.5 games up on the Celtics. It's a wrap. The Raptors are the number one seed. Houston is up 1.5 games on Golden State, but they have the tiebreaker. So Houston's virtually up 2.5 games. Curry, Clay, and Dre are all hurt right now. Houston's your one in the West, and Toronto's your one in the East. How about that?
Yeah, it looks like it could be Golden State and the Clippers. That's an easy win for Golden State. How about Miami and Toronto in an opening round series?
I would love that.
That could be a fun.
I'd like Miami Boston better
matchup. Hey, from the Bible. Not from the Bible. There, I got the wrong sheet sitting over here.
Need to go home.
Read between the lines with the From the Bible open coming up next with Mark Owens.
Hey, one way to get concert goers to calm down, threaten to shoot them. We'll explain next.
Huh?
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. There's no such thing as too much sport.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.